The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, you might have heard the CEO of Centre Parcs, Colin McKinley. He was on Business Breakfast this morning and he was talking about the price differential between a holiday here and a holiday in the UK. So the exact same trip to Centre Parcs in Ireland mid-July will set you back €3,000, which is €1,000 more than it would set you back in Parcs Longleat Forest in Wiltshire in the UK. 45% more expensive to go on holidays in Longford compared to Wiltshire. Aisling Larkin is with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach, regular here, of course, in the Hard Shoulder. Laura Erskine as well, the parenting expert. Aisling, you are one of these people who is savvy to these price differentials and took advantage by flying abroad to make your holiday cheaper. Is that right?
Yeah, we went to Paris. So we did Centre Parcs in France, Village Nature in Paris. So we flew to Beauvais, got one of those really early morning flights, you know, 6 a.m. for like €34, over by €27 home, I think. And we went Monday to Friday. So we managed to get in Centre Parcs, Disneyland, and a day trip to a stunning little town called Gerberoy and Beauvais, all for a little bit less than what it would have cost if we had to do it in Ireland.
Whoa, sorry, not just the Centre Parcs thing. Centre Parcs, Euro Disney, day trips to a couple of towns and all of the flights, and it all came in cheaper than going to Longford for the same few days.
Yeah. Now, we did it off peak, but when we did the comparison, yeah. So, I mean, we managed to kind of fit a whole lot in. And I think the fact of having like Disney in there was kind of a really nice thing. And I suppose for me, when we travel as a family, I love to try and get in a little bit of culture, a little bit of, you know, immersive, I suppose, in, you know, a different country and all of that, as well as having the immersive experience of Centre Parcs that the kids love, you know. So it was, we kind of got a, I suppose, the benefit of both by doing it and by going away.
Yeah, and the kids do love it. I don't want to be completely down in Centre Parcs because I've been there and we would go back because they have an absolute ball in there, particularly in the pool, setting aside all the other activities and the cost of them. But, you know, we were having a conversation on the show yesterday about passenger caps at Dublin Airport, and understandably people text in and say, you know, we need to fly less, we need to kind of do more staycations and save the planet, which is all well and good. But I mean, money talks at the end of the day. If it's cheaper to do the exact same holiday, flights included, in France, you're going to do it, aren't you?
Yeah, for sure. And it's like bang for your buck stuff. You know, I mean, we got great weather. We got kind of, you know, an entirely different cultural experience. And in terms of like the Centre Parcs, I suppose, and, you know, the footprint and all of the things, we know we availed of so many of the, you know, the amazing things that are included when you go, you know, in terms of the geo pools and, you know, the Forest of the Legends and all of those amazing things. And then you can kind of pay for your other, you know, activities that you wanted to do. The one we went in particular had this beautiful kind of sustainable educational farm. It had a pony club. So there was kind of plenty that we could do that we felt we didn't have to put our hand in our pocket all the time to be paying for all of the extras along the way, which was great as well.
Laura Erskine, like I say, is with us as well. Laura, one of the defences that Colin McKinley, the CEO of Centre Parcs, made this morning on Business Breakfast was that it's an unfair comparison. You know, the experience is completely different in Longford compared to somewhere in the UK. You've been to Centre Parcs in the UK, is that right?
I have. I've been to Centre Parcs in Woburn, and I was there just a couple of months before Centre Parcs in Longford opened up here. And it is exactly the same. In fact, Longford has been modelled on Woburn, which is why I was at Woburn in the first instance. So it is exactly the same. And my understanding at the time, because I was speaking with the marketing manager in Centre Parcs, is that they were bringing all of the UK Centre Parcs facilities up to the Woburn standard, that was considered the gold standard. Now, that was 5.5 years ago, and I measure this because I was pregnant, 3 months pregnant on my youngest, and she's now 5.5. So I have no doubt that they have done that and that they have brought all of their other locations in the UK up to the Woburn standard, which is what you're looking at in Longford. And but I have to say, like, it's ridiculously expensive, but they boast this sort of 95% occupancy occupancy and they get it. And I didn't believe they would get it here in Ireland because I thought, no, the Irish are going to say, oh, sure, it's cheaper to go to Spain than it is to go to Centre Parks. But they do get it. And it can be hard to get a lodge in Centre Parks here in Ireland at the best of times. But it is very pricey. But there's so many other benefits that, you know, in terms of not going to the airport, jumping in the car, throwing the scooters or the bikes into the car as well, being able to bring your own food with you. The restaurants down in Centre Parks, I will agree with you, they're very expensive.
And the food's
and
rubbish.
The quality is crap. It really is. They boast these big kitchens of having stuff freshly prepared, but it's freshly heated as opposed to actually prepared from scratch. They could do well to invest in their restaurants there. But, it is great. And I only had this conversation with my 15-year-old yesterday, which was very fortuitous given the phone call I got today to come on. And I asked him whether he would like at half term to go to Centre Parks or whether he would like to go to Madrid on a city break. And he said Centre Parks.
Wow. Yeah, it is great, as I said.
The memories.
Kids have an absolute ball there. And my kids had a ball there. We were there in February. And I mean, the one kind of black mark was those bloody pancakes, as I've given out about before. 9 euro. I mean, there's no way if you're applying the kind of, what is it, 350% markup, there's no way they pay €2.50 input costs to produce that measly pancake and a little snap off thing of Nutella. So I reckon it's about 1,000% markup, at least in that restaurant when it comes to the pancakes. That is price gouging, I think, any way you cut it. But Laura, like that occupancy rate you mentioned, the fact is, and I've already said it, we'd be willing to go back. It's like I'm like a version of the man giving out about the price of pints while I'm drinking one.
That's it. The memories that the kids create there are fantastic. It's the freedom that they have there too that is unlike other places, where they can jump on the bikes. You know, the kids who are a little bit older say, I'm going to go down to the shop, or I'll cycle ahead. You're all on the bikes together. It's really safe. You can bring your dog with you if you book a pet friendly lodge, and it's just easy. And the lodges are really kept well. You know, you do feel like you are somewhere luxurious. You have your ensuite bathrooms and everything is really clean and pristine. So they do look after it, but it is very expensive. And I agree with Aisling there, like the idea of going somewhere and not having to put your hand in your pocket when you're paying so much to go somewhere like that is brilliant. And in Centre Parks, that is absolutely not the case. You need to book your activities really far ahead in advance to make sure that you get the ones that you want and they're not booked out. And then you're paying through the nose for that. So it is very expensive. I went to the pottery thing and, you know, you're drop about 60 or 70 euro by the time you pay for your session and then bring your pottery home.
Yeah.
And the same for all of the other activities. They're really, really expensive. So you have to be quite selective in terms of what you do. And thankfully, most people hang out in the swimming pool area. And at least there's no slots like there was in COVID where they would only allow a limited number of people
time. One listener says, Kieran, you need your head examined to go to Centre Parks in Ireland. We had 10 days all inclusive in magnificent sunshine last year for the price of 5 mouldy days in Ireland and having to pay for food and activities on top. Gullible Irish consumers being taken advantage of. John the Napper, though, Aisling, this is for you. Kieran, is Aisling doing food for you today or tomorrow? If she is, she's up against it this week after you were dining in that 2 Michelin starred restaurant yesterday in Castle Martyr with your new palate. No pressure on her.
I'm feeling the pressure. I am coming. I'm coming up tomorrow to you and I'm going to bring some beautiful crabs. So yeah, but I am feeling a little bit of pressure. 2 Michelin stars yesterday. That was big.
Oh, it was. But listen, I'm a big fan of crabs, so I'm looking forward to it. Aisling will be here. You Are What You Eat tomorrow just after 5:30 on the Hard Shoulder as always. Aisling Larkin, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach. Laura Erskine, parenting expert. Thank you both very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.